Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And the costs of running a home, just as you were discussing, run neatly into the next conversation because of the housing crisis, many adult children, as you well know, listener, are forced to live at home. But should everyone be paying their way? Can adult kids really be asked to pay rent? If they're trying to save for a home of their own, for example. Well, the woman who knows the answer to that question is columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, Fiona Looney, who's with me now. Fiona, you're very welcome to the programme. I think you have, if I'm not mistaken, my spy tells me you've grown up children still living at home. Are you a teak, tough, hard-nosed mommy landlady?
I have to say, this is one of these do as I say, not as I do conversations. I mean, to take you back, when I know when I started working, I was 18. Obviously, this was the dark ages when I started working. And from day one, my parents said, one third of your everything you earn, you hand up to cover your keep. And I did that religiously. Now, to say that my children find that story hilarious is the understatement of the year. And because I am blue in the face, I've one in particular, I'll single out my son for trashing on the national airwaves. So he would be the only one who is full-time working. You know, he's graduated. This is his job for life, and he's still at home. And I have told him he has to pay rent, and he has a good old laugh, and every so often he does pay it. But generally, he is saving up for electric picnic tickets, spice bags, festivals abroad.
But hang on, look, I will not have you defame your son on the national air. He buys you lavish dinners.
Oh, please.
Maybe he buys you a voucher to a spa. Go on, tell us.
No. And you know what? The terrible thing is, and it is a real dilemma, and I don't know whether other parents have this. He drags his heels. He finds a million reasons not to pay the rent. And the problem that I have then is I don't have the appetite for the row, because I actually get on very well with them, and I would rather have the crack with them and sit around the dinner table having a laugh and enjoying ourselves and watching Glastonbury together than he and I falling out over, you know, a few quid.
How much are you looking for from him, Fiona?
I'm looking for €300. So if anybody wants to subsidise me. Yeah, so it's not a huge amount. It certainly is nothing like one third of his earnings. Okay. And he generally, so I get a lot of, I've given you half and I'll give you the other half next month, which he will do, but there's no sign then of the next month's either half.
Okay.
So I'm in absolutely,
I'm in no position to criticise, because I imagine I will be doing exactly what you're doing, just, you know, rather have a good time and keep the peace and enjoy your time with him while he's there rather than have the row. But I do wonder, right, is that teaching him, or, and you're not alone, I'm sure you're not, you know, is he going to get an awful shock when he eventually has to go and pay rent somewhere and he realises it's not something you can do when you feel like it? It's something that you have to do all the time.
Well, like Sarah, I'm constantly telling him this. Mm. But I think his attitude is, well, he will deal with the shock of that when the gravy train has left the station.
And he probably will, moment, is he? Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, I would be very happy to initiate defamation proceedings on his behalf against Fiona Looney in the High Court. He'd get a lot more of Fiona than €300, I can tell you.
He wouldn't be able to afford the legal fees in the first place.
Tell me this, though. Is it fair, though, especially that question, if, and it's so difficult for people in all seriousness now to save for a deposit for a home, and not to mention being in with a shout to buy a home at all, anywhere. It's logical that parents would help. Yeah.
Yeah. I you know what? I think probably the best situation is if you, as a parent, if your own situation is such, if you're lucky enough that you can manage, you know, well without the adult child contributing to the household. And, you know, if they are genuinely saving for rent or to buy a home, I think I would say, you know, leave them off, let them save towards the future, because they're never going to get out under your feet otherwise, unless they can raise the deposit. But if it is the case that, you know, and you were talking there about energy bills and all this, if you are struggling to make ends meet and you have, you know, an adult child who's turning on the immersion every 5 minutes and watching Netflix, then and they're earning, then I do think that it's reasonable and fair to ask them to contribute.
Yeah, well, look, it's quite clear that you, anyway, are a softie, despite having handing over the 2 shillings in your own day, a third of your pay. Look, before I get into trouble, I'll let you go. And thank you very much indeed for joining us. Fiona Looney, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail.